Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's a frigid cold Sunday night in Boston, and a group of young people are huddled together outside a bar, shivering. All they want is a cab. Well, that's not entirely true. They also want to pay the cabbie with credit, but none of them is particularly hopeful.
A lot of times they'll say they take credit card and then the machine's broken.
For the most part, cabs don't take debit card. So I've been in a cab and tried to ask them to drop me off at an ATM machine so I can get cash because I don't want to go through the of trying to use my debit card, and it kind of sucks.
It's been about a year and a half since the city of Boston mandated that all 1,825 cabs in Boston install credit card machines in their back seats and that drivers must accept the plastic when a passenger asks. But it seems like everyone has a story of what happened the last time they, or a friend, tried to charge the ride. The folks at the Boston Police Department have heard it all, especially Mark Cohen, the director of licensing for the Hackney Division.
We probably are receiving at least 5 or 10 complaints a day on a bad day.
We visited Cohen at police headquarters to see how they're handling these complaints. There's actually not much to see in the Hackney Division. Most of this policing is being done digitally. The complaints are filed mostly by email, like this one read by Cohen, which came in that morning.
When we were asked to pay, I took out my credit card, but was told there was a minimum of $10 in order to use it. This had not been mentioned at the beginning of the ride. I became more skeptical when the credit card transaction began to process and asked me for a tip amount. He hastily reached into the back and pushed cancel.
Is there a minimum dollar amount for a cab ride?
There is no minimum dollar amount for a cab ride or a transaction on a credit card.
So the next move is for an officer to call the cab driver in for a hearing to get his side of the story. And if it turns out the driver was the problem, he or she is slapped with a 3-day suspension. It's in Cohen's interest to take these complaints very seriously. He estimates 1/3 of all cab rides are now paid for by credit. And most importantly, he says since the machines went in, cab ridership in Boston went up for the first time since 9/11. It's why the cab companies like the new rules, too.
From my end of the business, which is the bus, I think the credit card machines are absolutely the best thing that's ever happened to the cab industry.
John Ford is the owner of Top Cab and City Cab, two of the 7 certified cab companies in Boston. He says his business is up 15% since the machines became mandatory, so he has no tolerance for resistant drivers. In fact, he doesn't hesitate to hand them over to the Hackney Division.
The same guy is continuously doing this to customers. We will turn them in because it hurts everybody, you know, and he hurts my business by doing it. He pisses off my customers.
If the cab companies love the new regulations and the police department love them too, and it's getting more riders into cabs, why are some drivers still giving passengers a hard time when they try to swipe? We hailed a cab on Commonwealth Avenue outside the studios near Kenmore Square and met Tony Mokeji, a driver for Independent Taxi Operators Association. Let me ask you first, how many people try to pay with credit cards, would you say, in an average day?
Over 80%.
Does that cost you money?
Oh, yeah, big time. Because they take money. They take 6% from the total fare. And because this is cash-intensive business, sometimes I don't have cash to buy lunch because everybody uses credit card.
So there's the cash issue. Fewer bucks actually in the hands of the drivers at the end of the day. The drivers have to wait 24 hours for credit card transactions to go through. And then there's the 6%, easily the biggest complaint from drivers. When you swipe your card, the driver pays a 6% fee on the transaction, not including tax and tip. It's a setup negotiated between the cab companies and the credit card processors. The drivers have no control over it, and it makes our driver, Tony, furious.
You understand? They make you take the bank that you don't want to deal with. I don't like a Bank of America. I have my own bank.
And then there are the technical issues. The machines just don't work all the time. That morning, Tony had picked up a customer at Logan Airport, and the machine was on the fritz. Customer didn't have cash, so Tony wrote up a paper receipt.
I just went to Newton from the airport, and it didn't work. We put it on paper. I don't know whether anybody will cash this for me. It's $6, $8, that risky business I've just taken this morning, just before I met you.
Does that happen a lot?
A whole lot.
And this was one of the good customers. Tony says there have been many cases where the machine goes down and a customer just flat out refuses to pay. Often, he says, it's because they think he's lying, because drivers have earned that reputation. But there's nothing he can do about it.
I have a wife and four kids and my mortgage to pay. And every day I come out, I have to take risk like that. It doesn't make sense.
Screwed.
Screwed big time. You got it right, Bubbles.
Back at the police department, Mark Cohen would dispute a few of these claims. He says finding out whether a machine was working is as easy as checking the records. And as to the 6% fee...
This change was paid for by the last rate increase. We built in a percentage of rate increase to cover that 6%.
And while Cohen doesn't love to say it, he admits that an undeniable part of all this revolves around the nature of the cab industry. John Ford, the owner of Top Cab City Cab, is more blunt.
You know, change doesn't come easy, especially in this industry. You know, these guys don't like change at all, and it's tough to get them into new ways of thinking.
Most of the 6,000 cab drivers in this city have come around, says Ford. The majority will accept your credit card without a word. So while there is a small group of stubborn holdouts responsible for the stories you hear about, John Ford thinks they're part of an era that is now almost past.
I've been in the business since I was 17. You know, it's almost 44 years. I have seen this industry from shaggy, shifty, sleazy to where it's pretty much all spit and polish right now in high tech. So I've seen the whole gamut of this industry, and right now it's the best it's ever been.
In the end, taxis are a service industry, which means the customer is king. But keep in mind, if the driver says the credit card machine's not working, there's a chance he's telling the truth. For a little bit more on the story now, we're joined here in the studio by Adam Ragusa of WBUR's Radio Boston. Good morning, Adam, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
You've been digging into another question about cabs in Boston, why they are so expensive. What have you found?
Well, first of all, the money is in the medallions. That is, this is the finite number of taxi licenses that are out there, the price of which investors have driven up to really an incredible $400,000 at last auction. That's not money that goes to the driver. It doesn't go into the car. It goes to the banker who trades the medallion.
As listeners might have heard you say on Radio Boston yesterday, many other big cities like New York have the same problem, and yet they have cheaper fares.
Right. So here are some other factors. Boston highly regulates its cab industry. All new taxis hitting the streets have to be brand new cars. There's the credit card requirement that you've talked about. That all costs money. But I think a big factor is that a Boston cabbie who picks you up at Logan and drops you off in, say, Cambridge, has to drive all the way back over the river before he can legally pick up another street hail. And this is why some people have called for like a unified regional taxi authority to regulate taxis, or for just the wholesale deregulation of cabs.
More, much more on this story today on Radio Boston. And if you have a cab story, phone in and have your say on Radio Boston this afternoon at 3 p.m. Adam Ragusa, thanks a lot and thanks for coming in.
You bet, Bob.